Breitbart Business Digest, Americans Support Tariffs, Drilling, and Deporting Illegals. By John Carney on August 28, 2024. Americans favor America First trade, energy, and immigration policies. Tariffs and deportation are popular policies. Recent polling from YouGov for The Economist magazine shows that a majority of Americans support deporting or arresting illegal immigrants. 37% strongly support deportation or arrest, and another 16% somewhat support these policies. Just over a third of Americans, 35%, say they oppose mass deportation. 14% somewhat oppose and 23% strongly oppose. Donald Trump has promised that he would deport many illegal immigrants, while Kamala Harris and her fellow Democratic officials have criticized deportation proposals. Deportation, however, is supported by Americans across the income spectrum, and is especially popular among working and middle-class Americans. Among Americans with household incomes under $50,000, 53% support deportation and 32% oppose. In households with between $50,000 and $100,000 of annual income, support rises to 58% and opposition comes in at 34%. In wealthier households, 48% support deportation and 42% oppose. Although opponents often claim deportation would be racist or that support for deportation is rooted in racism, the polling undercuts those arguments. Black voters are almost as likely to support deportation as oppose it, with 40% supporting and 41% opposing. The same with Hispanic voters, where 38% support and 39% oppose. Among white voters, 59% support and 31% oppose. Tariffs are popular, especially among conservatives. Although Kamala Harris claimed, without evidence, that the 10% tariffs floated by Trump would be a tax on America's middle class, the idea has broad support among Americans. The Economist poll found that 42% of registered voters support the tariffs and just 31% oppose. Tariffs are a winning issue across racial and ethnic groups. White voters support tariffs by 45% over 31% opposed. Black voters' support comes in at 40% and opposition at 23%. 38% of Hispanic voters say they support tariffs, versus 31% who are opposed. The poll confirms that the Republican Party has returned to its roots as the pro-tariff party in the U.S., and the Democrats have moved away from supporting tariffs. 61% of Republicans support an across-the-board 10% tariff, while just 22% oppose it. Among Democrats, just 28% support the tariffs, and 44% oppose it. A plurality of independents support the tariff, with 39% for it and 26% opposed. The conservative movement has definitely moved away from what was once a hardcore stance against tariffs. The poll shows that 63% of conservatives support tariffs, including 34% who say they strongly support tariffs. Only a rump of 19% oppose tariffs. Tariffs are also popular with self-described moderates, with 41% supporting and 31% opposing. Among liberals, however, support for tariffs is weak. Just 24% support the proposed tariff and 50% oppose it. A few years ago, Matthew Klein and Michael Pettis published a book titled Trade Wars Are Class Wars. There's definitely a bit of class war when it comes to tariffs. Among voters with incomes under $50,000, 44% support the tariff, and 26% oppose. Among voters with incomes between $50,000 and $100,000, 45% support and 31% oppose. But among wealthier voters, there's a closer division, with 40% supporting and 43% opposing. Drill, baby, drill. A plurality of Americans also say they support measures to ease regulation to allow more drilling on federal land. The Economist poll found that 46% of voters support more drilling and 33% oppose. Interestingly, the popularity of drilling crosses class lines, with its strongest support among the middle-income group. Among those with incomes under $50,000, 42% support and 33% oppose. Between $50,000 and $100,000, 53% support and 32% oppose. Above $100,000, 47% support and 36% oppose. Although younger people are often depicted as being monolithically opposed to fossil fuels, the poll shows those aged 18 to 29 are evenly divided on the question of drilling on federal lands, with 35% in favor and 35% opposed. Voters aged 30 to 44, most millennials, are most opposed, with 37% supporting and 40% opposing. Among Gen Xers 45 to 64, 52% support and 28% oppose. 59% of older Americans support more drilling, versus 30% who oppose. A powerful coalition for economic nationalist policies. What the survey shows is that there's an electorally powerful coalition for American First economic policies, from border security and deportation, to tariffs and trade, to energy abundance and independence. A presidential contest focused on these policies is likely to benefit Trump and the Republican Party.